Recording technology has changed a lot over the years, but you can still do one essential thing. You sit in front of a microphone and you tell a story, which we'll hear again this Friday morning because it's time for StoryCorps. It's an oral history project. It travels the country recording the stories of everyday people. And today we hear one man's vivid memory of his father's artificial leg. Lendell Hill recorded this story in West Virginia.
My dad got his leg cut off in a farming accident. And at that time, the artificial legs was made out of paper with varnish. And they were put around a mold. And there was cables in the ankle that connected the leg to the foot. There were some interesting times with that old leg. One time we were delivering mining materials, and there was a timber checker that was up on top of the truck, and he had to look at every timber that we were unloading. And Dad had pulled one of those timbers out, and he stepped and got his artificial leg caught. And as he turned, it let out a pretty loud pop. And he said, "Oh, darn, I think I broke my foot." And he sat down on the running board of the truck. The foot was plainly broken. It was turned at right angles to what it should be. And he caught that foot in his two hands, and he straightened it up. And it cracked and popped something awful. And he said, "Oh, darn, the thing is broke." And he climbed back up on the truck, and that timber checker had turned white as cotton. But we didn't think anything about it. Several years later, Uncle Lon, Dad's brother, had run into the guy, and he asked him, "Are you ain't kin to that Vaughn Hill that used to deliver mining materials?" And Uncle Lon said, "Sure," says, "that's my brother." The timber checker said, "I'll tell you one thing," says, "that's the toughest man I ever seen. He broke his foot and climbed back up and finished unloading that truck." Uncle Lon was laughing so hard, tears were rolling down his cheeks, but he never did tell the guy that it was an artificial leg.
Lendell Hill, with his daughter Lori Fitzgerald in Charleston, West Virginia. StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more of them by going to npr.org.